There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back. Hour number 2, Chosen Generation Radio. And folks, thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I thank you so much to my TECN TV audience. You are the reason that I'm the most valuable broadcaster on TECN TV for 2022. 1.6 million viewers. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And I just want to remind you, please continue to share the program. Continue to share the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website with your friends. We are continuing to grow the audience. And as you share, each new viewer grows our audience. So we will greatly appreciate that. And if you'd be so kind as to buy Pastor a cup of coffee, that's going to help us in our funding of our ministry here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. $5 helps immensely. We can actually care for, and we've got 550 pastors in India that we take care of. $13 will provide for a pastor's family for the entire month. Just $13. So 3 cups of coffee. If you took and you know, if you were going to take a friend to coffee and that friend was a pastor from India and you took them for coffee 3 times in a month, just 3 times in a month, and you took that $15 and you sent it to us either by the donation at ChosenGenerationRadio.com or at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or on Cash App at $PastorGregCGR. That's $PastorGregCGR. That $15 would feed his entire family for an entire month. Just $15. It's not a lot of money, folks, when you stop and think about it, but the impact that each one of these pastors has on hundreds of people in their communities, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing comfort to them. It's a pretty amazing thing, and you can be a part of it. All right, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is the station chief, retired station chief, CIA, Mr. Scott Eulinger. Scott, welcome. Great to have you.
Thanks a lot, Pastor Greg. Great to be back.
And I just want to say, and you were one of the white hats. When it comes to, what was necessary. I know having been, working in the United States Air Force during the Cold War as a Russian linguist and being trained in that, we still have a need. It is a necessity to know what our enemy is doing, and that part of the mission is important. Some of these other things, are a bit unnerving.
Yeah, exactly. You talk about, right, my former career in the CIA, and I guess one thing I look back to, and I thank God for, I go back and I see the wisdom maybe of God working in my life, is that maybe it was absolutely the will of God that, for example, I retired about 9 years ago now, because the idea that I would be, in an organization like the CIA, or I'm sure there was FBI officers who think the same thing about the FBI, the idea that I could still be in such an organization with all the revelations that we're having about the nature of the deep state makes it seem that, like, the Lord saved me by having me leave, retire, but leave at the right time in the sense that, hanging around would have been just horrible from a moral and spiritual point of view, I think.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, and we know, I sent you, the Out of the Shadows documentary that was done, which really, there is a former CIA whistleblower who is giving revelations in there and FOIA requests that he is exposing that were brought out. But it was done by a Hollywood stuntman who was in that business and who talks about the influences and some of the things and what he witnessed. And it's really, a lot about the occult and how the occult is having an influence on our culture in general. And certainly if we don't recognize the evil that is being permeated, look, folks, when you have a national sex education program that suggests that 8-year-olds should be taught masturbation and hormone therapy, I mean, there's something wrong with that picture. Look at this new, he was the Secretary of Nuclear whatever.
Right. That's just, these things, exactly. These things are the type of things that if I travel back in time and talk to any listener of this program with my background and said, okay, in 10 years, we're going to have a head of, nuclear waste disposal in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, who's going to be, an active, very active transvestite, et cetera. It would have simply been, okay, he is a foil wearing, conspiracy theorist. It sounds insane that could be true, but yet we see it today. And as we've said many times in the program before, the only way to understand what we're going through is to use the Bible as a reference.
Right.
Because clearly it's all around us. And in fact, one of the main problems of conservatism, or the main problems in our country, is that so many people, they do not recognize this for the evil that it is. They think that this is the fun and games we used to have between Republicans and Democrats in the 1990s. And, I'm surrounded by people in my neighborhood in, fairly rural Pennsylvania that hold on to that they think that this is the world of the 90s, and it is not. We are in new territory. We are threatened everywhere, and the hand of Satan is everywhere when you look for it.
Well, you look at that, the mini me, that whole kind of comedy idea, right? You had the whole, Doctor Strange and all these kinds of things. And now, you know, Dr. Zhivago, right? I mean, you come out and you realize that, guess what? Dr. Zhivago is actually being played by Dr. Fauci.
It's funny. It's funny you should mention Dr. Zhivago. This is appropriate. There's a scene in Dr. Zhivago that is very moving for me personally. And it's a scene of the Russian army, some new troops going up to the front to fight the Germans on the Eastern Front of World War One, and they run into a mob of deserters. And basically what you see before your eyes is the death of an army or the death of a nation, because one officer tries to rally the deserters. And of course the deserters are encouraging the new troops to desert. And the officer explains that, okay, the Germans are 10 miles up the road and they're here because you let them in. And now they're coming for your wives and your daughters. But that officer is shot by one of the deserters. And then one of the guys says, because he says, you know, it's their danger to our country. And the deserter says, your country, officer. And that really resounds with me.
Yeah.
Because we're starting to approach the point where I am almost starting to feel that way, the way that the deserter felt, because we have a system that constantly extols loyalty. Whether it's an admiral, right, or a general, I'm a Navy, right, veteran for 28 years. And these people, the more they harangue the rank and file of our military or our government about loyalty, means the less that they're showing down. They demand loyalty up, but there is no loyalty down. And unfortunately, I fear we are going to get to a point where, to quote a security officer at an embassy I worked at, Scott, this day is going to come when the people that defend us are, meaning people like us, are no longer going to be willing to do the job. And then who's going to do it? The nuclear regulatory guy, is he going to do it? No, he's not, because he is not wired that way. And so eventually, and we're seeing it now with declining recruitment numbers in the military. The military is scratching their head and they're wondering why they cannot get anyone to go in the military. Well, if I had a son, and I don't, if I had a son who was 21 years old and talked to me about going in the military, I would really have to think about that very carefully. Whereas, right, 8 years ago, I would have said absolutely without hesitation, but now I'm hesitating. And this is because what our institutions have become, and people who
continues to lead those institutions. I mean, that's the issue. And we even watched, you know, I think we would agree that, you know, that President Trump, for the most part, you know, at the 95% plus level, you know, the policies, the direction, I believe that he loves America. I mean, all of those things, you know, would inspire the kind of loyalty that we would have, you know, that you and I aspired to as young men when we, you know, made our decisions to, you know, make that oath to defend the Constitution and so forth. And as you said, you know, but even during his time, unfortunately, there were generals, right? Like Mattingly and different ones. I mean, there were individuals. John Brennan. I mean, my God. Talk about a traitor. Talk about someone that committed treason. You know, a Comey. I mean, these were the individuals that were leading the institutions that were supposed to stand for the things that you and I are talking about. They weren't. Right. They didn't. They don't.
And they don't reflect us. You know, here's another funny one. I don't think I've told you about this. There's an organization I belong to. It's called the American Federation of, it's Retired Intelligence Officers.
Okay.
Anyway. And so the interesting thing is that they, about 2 years ago, and I'm wondering if they're going to retract this, and I'm being sarcastic when I ask that question, but 2 years ago, they awarded like the most insightful intelligence biography was, it was a tie between like the book that Comey wrote and someone else. And now we have Brennan coming out with a book. So in other words, This is like supposedly a fraternal organization, but they're absolutely part of the swamp, well, the same as everything else.
And these were disgusting. The guys, yeah, we're going to take a break here real quick, but these were the guys that wrote that letter renouncing Trump, right? And talking about how Russia had interfered and that Trump might well be a double agent for Russia to support the whole impeachment thing, which obviously now we know was a bunch of drunk guys at a bar. You know, I mean, lies. Here we go. We'll be back right after this.
Right. Yeah, that's a particularly
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Scott Uhlinger, the station chief. I want to get this out because I think this is so important. You were talking in the break about, you know, how difficult it is, the FBI, the CIA, these organizations, the recruiting piece that's associated with it. And I just, folks, I want you to think about this because it's twofold. On the one hand, the institutions have been so severely tainted, and Scott's going to talk about this here in our time together here in the next 6 minutes. So that's an issue. And so for the young people who come out of a background of loyalty to this country, they look at those institutions and say, there's no way I could possibly serve that based on what I've seen and what I am seeing and what I know about the institution today. On the other hand, you also have in this entire generation of young people, at least half, maybe more, that are being raised to believe that socialism and communism are good things, and therefore they look at those institutions, they don't see them as the threat that we see them at because of what they're doing. They see them as the old institutions that they were, defending something that they believe to be evil, and that is the United States of America. Scott, to you.
Right. And that's exactly right. So then we reached a point where, now let's say maybe, you know, 10 years ago, I was in the agency. That was fine. Maybe even 5 years ago, I could have stayed in. But at this point, with everything that's out, how can any decent person stay in such an organization that is so tainted? And so, and as you pointed out, so the types of people that, the military is trying to recruit are not going to join the military. They're not built like that. At the same time, in something like the FBI, you could get a very small percentage of people who are psychopaths or sociopaths or both, and they see their opportunity, the kind of people who want to wield a badge, and that's all they want. It has nothing to do with serving the community or serving your country. It's all about the power. So you're going to shake out all the decent, God-fearing people, and then you're going to have some come in that are simply going to be psychopaths with a badge.
And all right, let me ask you this, because we were talking about this in the break, and we've talked about it before, and I know you, like myself, we have both, you want to hang on to the belief over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. We've wanted to hang on to the belief there's got to be some good people in there somewhere, right? We don't want to denigrate the whole organization and so on and so on and so on. But I think at this point, there really has to be very little hope that there really, that anyone, as you said, that anyone with any kind of real integrity is sticking around. I mean, I know we have some whistleblowers. I know Jim Jordan has talked about, and there's going to be investigations, right, and the House is going to do some investigating coming up in January, and maybe that's going to do some good. I hope it does. But at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, you know, how could you stay? Because it's the guys, I mean, the boots on the ground guys are kicking down doors of innocent Americans. They're holding Americans in gulags, and that's what they're doing.
That's right. It's not just, oh, let's remove, you know, like, a different, like Sean Hannity and other radio announcers are very big on, oh, well, you know, I'm just saying about the leadership. And I think they do that because having not served in the military, et cetera, they want to tread lightly on those institutions. But people like you and I, we've served our lifetime, or at least part of our lives, in these institutions. So I call them as I see them. And the fact is that these organizations are tainted far deeper. They're tainted below the mid-career level. And then, of course, who are the people coming in? The people coming in are products of a socialist schooling system anyway.
Right.
So, like, we're talking about the entire organization is compromised, with maybe 10 or 15% of the people being a people like you and I.
Right.
And at this point, even they have to be looking for the doors, or they are,
or just looking for cover,
themselves, yeah, by fatal silence. I mean, so like, you know, it, like, you're the equivalent of the one guy in a Nazi death squad going through Warsaw, and you're not seeing anything as they're killing people. Well, you're complicit because you're there. So after a while, it's like, I can no longer belong to this organization. I have to leave it for the sake of my soul.
Right.
And so I really think that we're at that point now, but it would be fascinating. And I don't know when I'll have an opportunity to do this, but it would be fascinating to go into the, you know, go into CIA and just see what is going on. And
do an actual debriefing to be able to go in there and sit down and debrief some of these people, and find out where their heads are at and where the organization stands. Again, in light of what you've seen at the top, in light of what you see all the way through and at the FBI, I mean, Christopher Wray denies that there's any kind of an issue in his organization. I mean,
at the same time, he's taking vacations on his jet and blowing off congressional testifying before Congress. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. The corruption it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. The corruption is out in the open now. It used to be somewhat hidden. Now it is literally, yes, I'm doing this, and what are you going to do about it?
Right.
It's
right.
Like we're approaching the end. It's yeah. the end of the Roman Empire, and now the corruption is in at high noon on Main Street. They yeah. don't we, care.
We've perhaps reached the apex. Well, at the end of the day, again, bottom line here, folks, we the people have got to realize that in order for us to preserve the Republic, which we're not, what we're doing now is we're right. fighting to get the Republic back. The Republic is gone. Now we're fighting to get it back. That's the reality. That's where we are. We're now on the outside looking in, trying to take our country back, literally from outside the border pushing in. Scott, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Retired CIA station chief, Scott Uhlinger. I'll be back with more. Mark Morgan joins me on the other side. The former Border Patrol chief will be with us right after this brief break.
Are you or Thanks someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. We're going to shorten the title because when he used to come on with me, when he was in his official capacity, we had to table it as the long version. But at the end of the day, he was the former acting chief of Customs and Border Protection. And I'm pleased also to call him a friend and a brother in Christ. I welcome Mark Morgan to the program. Mark, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Pastor Greg, thank you as well. And, you know, you and I mentioned I've served this country for almost 40 years, but you and I, we've talked on and off the air, and I appreciate what you do. I truly believe with all my heart that you are serving this country equally as I did in the capacity that you're doing now, because your platform, you're getting the truth, reality, and honesty about actually what's happening in this country. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for that. That means a great deal to me, and I really, really greatly respect that and appreciate it. It breaks my heart, quite frankly, what we're seeing today. All of the hard work that you did for all those 40 years, the battle that you even fought when you were serving under the Obama administration, you fought diligently to try to defend the borders of our nation against invasion. And you got support under the Trump administration, I believe. And you were able to have some great successes there. And now to watch what's happened, and now with Title 42. And I live 120 miles from the border. I remember the Obama years. We bought here 11 years ago. And I used to have to sit out on my back porch, no lie, with a shotgun. Okay? Because they were cutting the fence at the back of my property. And I used to have to fire my shotgun into the trees at night to try to run them off so they wouldn't overrun my property.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, I tell you, I think this is important. A couple of important things you bring up. One, look, I've served this country under six administrations, both Republican and Democrat. Securing our nation's border to protect our nation's safety and national security should not be a right or left thing. But that's where it's become. That's where we're at right now. Securing our borders, enforcing the rule of law, which is not just a catchphrase. It's a foundational element of this country to protect our nation's sovereignty. It's worth protecting. It shouldn't be forsaking. All of that is being done. There's no downside to securing our border. It shouldn't be as politically divisive as it is. but it is. I returned from El Paso last week on the border. I was physically there. I was embedded with the Texas's Department of Public Safety Elite Aircraft Division, as well as their Criminal Investigation Division, a CID. And Pastor Greg, I tell you, I saw an example of what you illustrated. They call them bailouts. So a Texas trooper will get behind what they believe is a vehicle smuggling illegal aliens. They stop them. And we saw it. And about a dozen illegal aliens or so bailed out and went into this really nice residential neighborhood right on the border of El Paso. It was about 8 in the morning. And we saw them as they were just going through the neighborhood, jumping over fences. The trooper said often they'll receive multiple 911 calls because the illegal aliens have actually broken into homes. And as I was sitting there, I saw a young woman walking her dog. And early in the morning, in this nice neighborhood, literally as these illegal aliens are running through the neighborhood. And look, among them are the reality is that this administration and the national media won't talk about is there are murders, rapists, pedophiles, gang members. There are some bad people among those that are trying to illegally enter and run from the law enforcement. It's happening every day, all day long.
There's an article that I saw just yesterday, came through my email from a news outfit called Current Revolt, which is a great Substack, by the way, if you're looking for a place to get some, you know, some great information. Current Revolt truly has it. But they have an article up talking about the rando, the Texas border rushed by rando invaders. And it does ask, you know, where are the border ships? I have to tell you, living here in Texas, we grassroots have been somewhat disappointed that Governor Abbott has been kind of, it's been a teeter totter. You know, there's been strong conversation, but then on the other hand, the follow through with some of that has not been what we would have liked to have seen. But at the end of the day, one of the things that I want to point out to your point is a guy by the name of Honorio Perez, who was arrested by Three Point Station agents in San Miguel, Arizona. He was a Guatemalan citizen felon. In 2013, he was convicted of aggravated child molestation in Georgia and sentenced to prison for 5 years. And here he is, back in the flow, coming across the border illegally again, Mark.
Yeah, so, Pastor Greg, a couple things. Let me talk about Governor Abbott real quick,
because sure.
I understand the frustration. This is what I say about Governor Abbott and A.G. Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, together. The truth is, in my opinion, the Governor and A.G. of Texas have done more than any other Governor and A.G. combined, than any other team in this country, to really fill the void left by the abdication of this administration's constitutional responsibility to protect the states from threats outside our borders.
Okay.
Operation Lone Star, from a law enforcement perspective, it's been very successful. They see tens of thousands of deadly narcotics, including enough fentanyl to kill every American in this country, countless weapons, millions in U.S. currency. They've apprehended over 300,000 illegal aliens that most of them probably would have been gotaways had they not been there. I mean, the list goes on. But here's the reality, is that the only thing that's happened since the inception of the law enforcement aspect of Operation Lone Star is our borders gotten worse. And the reason is because the states can't enforce federal immigration law. Mm-hmm. USB Arizona made that very clear. But then Governor Abbott does something incredible that no other governor has done. I was hoping Carrie Lake was going to do it if she would have won.
Right.
But he declared an invasion.
Yeah,
that's very important. Again, no other governor has done that. It's very important because now that takes it out of the realm of enforcing federal immigration law, but rather it's a constitutional crisis, which it is, which really avails the governor now of a whole new set of tools and authorities he didn't previously have.
Right.
Here's the one issue I have with declaring the invasion.
Okay.
Is the one thing that he needs to do he hasn't done yet under that declaration, and that is detain and remove illegal aliens directly back to Mexico under his authority.
Yep.
That's what he needs to do. Pastor Greg, I promise you and your listeners and viewers, if he does that, you will see illegal immigration go down and you will see our border be more secure if we do that. The one reason why he hasn't does that is they're working through right now the liability issues. They're concerned that if a Texas trooper does that, they could be sued personally in their personal capacity,
okay,
including potential criminal charges. They're working through that. I think that risk is almost zero.
Yeah.
So having said that,
well, I think too that to your point, that's the reason why we're seeing, I mean, this mass influx right now, because I think, you know, you've got groups on the other side, like La Raza and different groups like that, that want that legal challenge. They are like, hey, everybody go. Everybody rush the border and let's force Abbott's people's hand and get them to do what you're talking about, and then let's take it into the courts, because they believe that they've got the radical activist judges that might well side with them on this issue. Look at what had happened down in San Antonio just recently, where you have a radical activist judge that gave a judgment having to do with the pro-life issue that was against us. That's just ridiculous, the decision that was made.
Yeah, so Pastor, I think you're spot on, and that's part of the calculation that the AG Paxton is looking at. I think I couldn't have said it better myself. So there's this real limited liability threat that's there. I think it's very low,
right?
But the other aspect is what you just described. That's what they're working through. I hope they're going to get to yes. I think they'll win in the courts, because ultimately it would go to the Supreme Court. I think they would win. I think under the Constitution, this is an invasion. We need to declare war on cartels. Every aspect of this nation's public safety and national security is being jeopardized. I think he'd be on the right side of this forward. If I can though, I really think it's important to talk about the other element you just mentioned. Look, here's the issue. This is about illegal immigration and border security.
Tease this, because we've got to go into a break. We've got about 40 seconds and we got to go into a break. So go ahead and tease it, and then we'll talk more in depth, because you're going to be with me for the whole hour, and I'm so glad that you are.
You bet. So look, this is not about immigration. That narrative has been hijacked. This is about border security, which is national security, of which illegal immigration drives our borders to be unsecure. After the break, I'll explain that.
And the other piece that we want to talk about when you get back too is not only, you know, catching them and deporting them, because remember that we've got a lot of getaways. The greater percentage of these people are the ones that get through, because you rush an area, you push all of your forces to one spot, and then they come through somewhere else. So the issue there is, how do we create the wall? How do we build out the wall necessary to stop this? Back with all that right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Mark Morgan, a senior fellow, former chief of Custom and Border Protection under President Trump, now senior fellow at Faris, F-A-I-R-U-S.org, Faris.org. Mark, you were talking to us about, you know, we were talking about the invasion situation and about taking the step necessary. I mentioned about La Raza and other organizations saying, hey, okay, we want this challenge. We want to take this to the court system. Talk to us about that. And then if you would, let's get into the wall situation as well.
Yeah. So again, as we were saying, especially when we were talking over the break.
Yeah.
Again, we have, with Governor Abbott declaring an invasion, he has taken it out of the world of immigration law, which states are prohibited from enforcing, which is what needs to happen because that's what's not happening under this administration. Now he's availed himself by declaring an invasion of the, what we call the self-help remedy in the Constitution, that the federal government does not enforce our borders and protect the states of threats from outside those borders, the states can do it themselves. That's what Governor Abbott has done. And so the one thing up to this point that he hasn't done that I think he needs to do, and many of us that know the border agree with this, is he needs to detain and remove. There needs to be a consequences to those that are illegally entering. We have to stop catch and release. As long as we're catching and releasing them in the United States, it's not going to stop. The governor hasn't done that element yet. Now, Pastor Greg, as I said, he's done everything else a state could do just about. He's done more than any other governor. It's this one. And again, I'll give him some deference. There is some potential liability risk for personnel. I think that risk is a zero. But as you said, there's also some court issues that are there. Again, I think we let it go to the courts. It'll go to the Supreme Court. I think he'll win. We need to continue to respectfully apply pressure to Governor Abbott to really detain and remove. Once he does that, applies consequences, you'll see the numbers go down and our ability to secure our border go up. Now, with respect to the wall system, again, you and I are talking offline. Look, resources, yes, we need resources. The Border Toll has a tried and true multi-layer strategy. It's called infrastructure, technology, and personnel. Anywhere strategically along the Southwest border where we've got infrastructure, the wall, technology and personnel, every single border security measure has exponentially impacted. So do we need more wall? Yes. Do we need more technology? Yes. Do we need more personnel in strategic locations? Yes. But under this administration, you could throw 100,000 border patrol agents there. You could build a wall along all 2,000 miles, and it's not going to change anything because it's about policy. Because you build the wall with the policy, they're just going to open the gate and let them in and release the United States. This is about a monumental shift in policy, and that's why Congress, the Republicans, have to step up. Here's why this is not about immigration. We have to stop talking about this in terms of immigration. It's not. This is about border security, which is national security. But here's how it works. Illegal immigration, as that goes up, our ability to secure our border goes down. How does that work? Well, think about it. We have some areas now with the millions of illegal aliens coming across. 80 to 90% of Border Patrol resources are pulled off the front line, pulled away from the national security mission, and they're relegated to administrative duties processing the agents. The border is literally wide open. The cartels have expanded the operational control. Drugs are pouring across. Criminal aliens are pouring across. And national security threats are pouring across. That's happening every single day because of this administration's refusal to enforce the law and secure our border. Look, Pastor Greg, real quick. There's no downside to securing our borders. There's no downside. Less Americans will die, less migrants will die, and our ability to secure and protect our nation's sovereignty, our national security, and our safety increases. This is about border security. What is wrong with us demanding that somebody that wants to come to the greatest country in the face of the planet does so legally?
Right.
Legally. Walk up to a legal point of entry, file a lawful legal asylum claim. That's all we're asking. Illegal immigration, we have to stand against because it drives our borders to be insecure and jeopardizes our nation's safety and national security.
You know, I mean, it certainly sounds like the right plan. I guess the question is how do we get the governor of Texas, and you know, you and I were talking about in the break. If Carrie Lake had won, and I know she's filing a lawsuit, and we'll see where that situation goes. The judge certainly in that case, which is amazing, seems willing to hear her case and hear her arguments. And there's a preponderance of evidence, I believe, to support what she's suggesting. That yeah. being said, you know, I think that Governor Abbott, maybe to his deference, was waiting for Carrie Lake so that there would be two governors filing these invasion declarations. Texas and Arizona certainly make up a huge chunk of the border, which may well then have potentially forced New Mexico. And there still is the outside possibility of that. Can we explore that hypothesis for just a moment?
Yeah, so I think you're right. Look, I was hopeful that Carrie Lake would become governor because she was very clear on day one she was going to declare an invasion and she was going to action that to really take effect of the full force of authority that she would have under that to include detaining and removing illegal aliens. I think that would have helped Governor Abbott as well. Look, I really don't want to take a position like I'm trying to defend Governor Abbott necessarily, right. But I have to call balls and strikes. And the reality is he has, I mean, again, through Operation Lone Star, from a law enforcement perspective, Pastor Greg, it's been incredibly effective. I mean, he's sent troops and National Guard, troopers and National Guard down there, and they're doing a tremendous job every single day because there's no Border Patrol agents there because they're all back at the facilities processing illegal aliens because right. of this administration's open border policies. Again, he's the only governor that's declared an invasion. He's doing so much. So it's hard for me then to say everything that he's done to say, well, it's not enough. It's
understood. Understood. Yeah. Right? No. Right? Understood. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think we have to be honest and say, but gosh darn it, he needs to do this, the one critical, crucial thing that really is going to change the landscape dramatically. Right. He has yet done, and that's to detain and remove. And that's why we got to continue to apply the pressure because that's the one thing that needs to be done that's not being done.
Well, and this is, I agree with you. I mean, and when you look at, you know, the loss of life and the casualties that are associated with it, yep. you know, it is significant. not just, and you and I have talked about this, not just relative to Texas citizens and citizens of our country. One of which, you know, the situation that happened in Uvalde, and I'm saddened that there hasn't been a greater degree of investigation into that, because some of my sources indicated those children, the majority of them, were children of Custom and Border Protection agents.
And, several of them were. Yep.
Yeah. And my understanding is that, you know, the cartels made threats against the families of Custom and Border Protection agents. You mentioned Operation Lone Star. That was an impetus by which these cartels said, if you don't stop that, or if you don't, you know, because it's effective, if you don't stop that, we're going to take some actions potentially against your families. I think that that is a greater justification for him making this invasion declaration, in my opinion.
Yeah, look, and I'll add to this, Pastor Gray. Look, you mentioned a minute ago, and I forgot about this, so the gotaways. Let's just, this is very, very important. So in the first 22 months, there's been over 1 million known gotaways. If you include the unknown gotaways, Border Patrol agents on the front line say you could double that. But let's just go with known gotaways, 1 million. Well, think about it. The overwhelming majority of illegal aliens, when they come across, they turn themselves over to Border Patrol. Literally, at times, they'll just sit down once they get to U.S. soil and wait for Border Patrol agents because they know they're going to be processed and released. So think about it. You don't have to be a border security expert to understand, well, why do we have gotaways? Well, think about it. Because they fall in two categories. One, they're probably going to be that demographic, the small demographic that will be removed, and or they have a criminal history.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it. You don't have to be a border security expert to understand that. So we have over 1 million gotaways. In the first 60 days of this new fiscal year, there have been over 160,000 known gotaways in 60 days, Pastor Greg. That is unconscionable. So my question is, think about among the now 1.2, 1.3 million known gotaways, how many criminals are among them? How many murderers, rapists, pedophiles, aggravated felons, and gang members are among the 1.3 million gotaways that now call the U.S. home? In the first 22 months of this administration, they've apprehended over 68,000 criminals, including 120 convicted murderers. That's what they've apprehended.
Right.
Think about how many murderers are among the 1.2 million gotaways.
It's, folks, the invasion, know that that is justified and actions need to be taken accordingly. We got to take a break. We'll be back coming up. Hour number three, Mark is staying with us. What policies need to change and how do we get this new Congress to put enough pressure on a Senate that we don't control and a president that, well, I don't even know what planet he's on, but we'll be back right after this to talk about it.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.